91.3 KXCI Tucson. It's Thursday, which means it's time for Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. We talk to them a little bit about what they're working on in school. We ask them about their future. And we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is Jonathan Blome from the U of A.
Hi there.
Howdy. So what do you do?
Well, currently I'm a junior. I'm studying physiology, and the hope is applying to medical school this summer.
Are you doing any lab work?
Currently, I'm not. I was formerly working in Dr. Clark Lance's lab, looking at lung epithelial tissue when exposed to arsenic. Many people probably don't know arsenic's a naturally occurring metalloid that's found in our dirt. What researchers have found is it leads to many adverse health effects and can lead to the onset of later pulmonary and cardiovascular diseases. So my researcher was, in fact, looking at protein tissue expressed in the lungs and how arsenic affects that expression. What it does is it alters many of the functions of those proteins in your lungs, which can develop cancer, which can develop COPD.
What does COPD stand for?
COPD is chronic obstructive pulmonary disorder. It's like taking your lungs and subjecting them to lots of mucus where they're unable to function correctly.
Yeah, it gets all swampy.
Exactly.
How do people protect themselves from arsenic?
Purifying the drinking water, since that's ultimately the number one source of exposure. In a lot of developing countries, it's a highly researched metalloid and highly researched toxin because of the fact that they don't have access to clean, purified water like we do here in the United States.
You're talking about going to medical school.
Correct.
What would you like to do there?
The original plan coming into college was to go to medical school to become an orthopedic surgeon. The reason that I picked orthopedic surgery out of nowhere, I guess, my freshman year, was because of the fact that I'd grown up playing sports my entire life and seeing injuries that athletes go through every single day. I had several growing up, like breaking my arm playing soccer in fourth grade. I figured since I wasn't good enough to be playing sports later on after high school, might as well be the one that's there helping athletes and helping them get through their injuries.
Yeah, it's another way to support your team.
Exactly. Exactly.
What about music? You ever listen to music?
I do listen to music. My favorite music that I listen to almost every single day, at least riding my bike to class, is country music.
Oh.
And I know it's probably not the norm for your everyday college student.
More normal than you'd think.
Well, I guess for me and my friends, uh-huh. I'm the odd one out.
So what are some of the country artists that you admire?
I really do like Luke Bryan, Kenny Chesney. I like Jason Aldean. But probably the country music singer that I've always liked growing up was George Strait.
Ah, yeah.
My dad would have him in the playing in the car every road trip we'd have as a family. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so that really takes you back.
Exactly. It kind of stuck with not only me, but my brother, too.
It's nice to have musical witnesses.
Yeah. There's nothing more nostalgic than hearing a song that you heard when you were 10 years old.
Hey, thank you so much for coming to KXCI.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being here.